welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout live episode.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And tonight we're just hanging out.
Living the dream.
Later is better, time difference. That's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
So that was kind of why we pushed it back to 7:30 to see if we get some more people on.
Yep. Especially with the time difference, because we're ahead of everybody. So, yeah. Like, there are some people that would, you know, if we start at 7, it's 6, even 5 y'all's time. So, you know, maybe a little later after dinner, after you get home.
Mama likes it a little later.
Sweet. Well, that's good. We're glad that y'all are liking this. I think we're
still trying to figure out the best times, because, like I said, the Tuesdays are more of a loose-knit garage talk, BS session. Kind of, we can recap what we did this weekend or what we did on the weekends.
Yeah, and we got a lot today.
So Saturday we went to the gathering at Ryan's house and got to help him move a new project coupe body.
Even though, oh my goodness, I can't remember. I'm awful with names, so don't hate me. But that one guy from North Carolina kept wanting, when are we chopping it? Are we chopping it today? We got enough people.
That'll kind of lead into a topic later on the chopping. Yeah. But we had a good time.
Yeah.
Ashley, mom and dad got to cruise up there and eat some good food and talk cars.
Yep. It was pretty good.
All right, Darren. Well, thank you for the listen. Thanks for hopping on and saying hey.
Yeah, and you can always check in on Facebook because they actually stay up on our Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook.
Or YouTube. Yep.
All of the above.
Yep.
But, so had some good food and got to talk cars with some people and meet some new people and see some friendly faces that, you know. So that was a good time. And then Saturday, we had our first cruise. Oh. It wasn't as big as we'd have liked it to be, but for a first one, you know, kind of got to see the lay of the land and definitely looking forward to getting the word out.
Yeah. And we didn't even realize that right in front of Barbecue and Ice Cream, there was some construction.
Yeah, there was some construction. We didn't. But it's all good. Yeah. I mean, we made the best of it and, you know, got to cruise down there. And
we had both barbecue and ice cream.
We did.
We learned our lesson and we shared a plate and we had the ice cream too.
So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the chopping thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have decided that my 32 will be placed for sale. Just talking to my dad, sitting in his truck, I have come to the realization that that truck will not serve the purpose when it gets done that I want it to serve.
Yeah.
It's really good. I was talking to Ken Sainer with Bad Idea Customs, and he kind of echoed my thoughts without me having to say it. You know, that's a really good, 30-minute, 45-minute cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
But stretching it out, mom and dad would know the mileage for all of the weekends cruising.
Yeah.
But, an hour and a half one way on Saturday, so we were in the cars for probably a total of, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because, hot rod time. And then another probably hour or so on Sunday. So I'm going to put the 32 up for sale or trade. If you want a 32 truck cab and you have a Model A sedan, it's in decent shape, give me a holler.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 185 miles total, Dad says. So, yeah. But the 54 did good.
Yeah.
But it's more I like cruising in that car, but you know, it's not really me.
Well,
I enjoy it, but Ashley has kind of taken a real fond liking to that car.
Yeah.
So we'll eventually get an automatic in it and she can start, you know, doing the little things that she wants to do to that, and that'll become her car. Yeah. And
little things, a lot of things.
Well, you know,
luckily it's not like giant, not a lot of it's giant overhauls.
Yeah.
So it's little things to make it my own. Well, it's still going to be ours, even though I'll be the, but you know, it'll still be, we need to be able to make sure I can drive it, which the automatic would be the first step. But so now I'm on the hunt, even though I still don't fully know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a
700 or four.
Thank you. I haven't saved or a turbo phone.
350, but 700 R4 would give you overdrive and would be better. What's going on, Mr. Randy Jackson from the Gasser Garage? Thanks for hopping on.
Welcome, welcome.
So, yes, if you're out there and you have a Model A sedan and you would like a 32 pickup cabin bed, if it's in really nice shape, I'll even throw a 32 frame in the deal with it. If it's already chopped and on a Bolin Brothers channel kit, then I'll even make it a roller again. but yeah, we worked something out. Haven't really figured out what I'm going to put it up for sale for price wise, but I'll make somebody a good deal on it. I was given a good deal on it, so I'll pass that on.
Yeah.
What made you want to change it up? Just the space constraints. I want to be able, whatever I build, I want to be able to drive it, you know, not necessarily cross country every trip, but just driving around or driving, what was it, 185 miles this weekend. Seeing my dad, and my mom is about half Ashley's size, seeing them shoehorn themselves in and out of that truck all weekend. And I knew that my truck's going to have, or would have, less room than his because of the inverted firewall. So it's just not going to serve the purpose that I want it to serve. So I'm just going to change directions. And I got to get a Zach's Parks chop in there somewhere. No.
Yeah, just drop that little nugget.
If I find one up there by you, we might just chop it before it makes it home.
But yeah, and I feel like, you know, even keeping two vehicles, there's still going to be plenty of times where we're going to want to go together.
Yeah.
In the vehicle. So having the sedan, there's more room for both of us. Plus, when we if we do decide to take just the one vehicle, which will most likely be the sedan, to shows and whatnot, you know, it would be convenient and nice to pack a little tiny lunchbox full of waters or, you know, have a little bit more room and, you know, being able to stretch your legs out a little bit while still being in the car. So,
yeah. So that's kind of just what we've come up with. And, you know, 32s are sought after. So without much, kind of put us ahead of the game. If I just find a, I prefer a sedan just because there's quite a few coupes that are running around our area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also a couple sedans, but.
Sedans are badass. I mean, coupes are badass too, but there's something about a sedan that.
Sedan, you can go lower without, you can go lower and taller tires without having to make it look retarded.
Yeah.
So.
But still, we're just, I mean, the whole point of doing all this is to what you always say, drive your shit. And I feel like we would drive it more if it was a sedan.
Yeah.
Preferably sedan, but I feel like that would get more use out of it than the truck.
So. Yeah, and I mean, that would be if we were taking, you know, if we got a group together and it was all Model A's, we could take the Model A.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah.
We'll still have the 54.
Yeah.
That'll
have a hard break on it after.
A lot of the stuff is driving projects. Exactly, Zach Parks. He understands the whole reason why he's building himself a fat fender Ford when he already has two Roadsters. Yeah.
So you get it.
Yeah. I think me and Zach are about the same size, proportion-wise, so he's probably a little taller than me, but, you know, you get it. But, like I said, it's, you know, personal preference. The 32, whoever ends up with it, I hope that they, they take it and do something with it. Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome, Scott Rogers from Swap It Fast. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How about yourselves?
Oh, just hanging out.
I'm kind of surprised I was able to figure this thing out.
You got it, bud. You got it. So
we've talked about my technological prowess or the lack thereof.
Hey, it's all
it's
good.
All good. Hey, we're just glad you got it up and, you know, can hop on with us for.
So I just broke the news to the internet that the 32 truck's for sale. So
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's a bad case. That's a bad case of not right.
Oh, well, I'm really after this weekend's adventures. It's not going to fit the purpose that I want, and you know I want to be able to get out and drive, put miles on it, and seeing my mom and dad cram up into their 34 this weekend didn't look like it would be real high on my bucket list of doing it every time. So
yeah, I hear you.
But
well, the 54 is probably more conducive to
the 54 did well this weekend. It needs attention, but Ashley's kind of taken a real fond liking to it, so I guess that car's got to stick around for her. So
absolutely.
So I'm twisting his arm in the back.
So sorry, Gasser Garage. We haven't had a chance to pull a measurement on it. Like Dad just said, what'd she say about chopping a section in?
Sure.
I'll let her answer that.
Oh boy.
So Zach Parks wants to know, what did you think of those pictures he sent us?
Oh yeah. I mean, they were nice. They were nice. My biggest thing is, I trust you to drive and not be able to see. I don't know if I can trust me to drive and not be able to see very well. So that's the only concern I have about chopping and.
That wasn't like real low.
I know, but I mean, I guess I do like sit down low enough in the seat.
Yeah. I mean, you're only using the bottom half of the windshield anyway.
Yeah.
Your head's not going to hit the roof.
Not in the 54 as it currently sits.
We'll talk.
Well, Zach. Yeah, you could chop 4 inches out of it and still not hit your head.
Yeah. So. Well, and I guess you could do more of a chop in the back than in the front too to make it really.
No. You don't want to rake the roof, okay?
Zach Park says you have to measure your line of sight and see where you actually use the window.
Okay.
So,
hey, man.
If someone was going to chop the 54, I would trust Zach to do it. So what's new and exciting, Scott?
Lots of neat things going on. And you know about the Moultrie event. Have you announced that at all?
Yes.
That you were going to be there?
Yes, sir.
I'm I'm looking forward to that collaboration and seeing what comes of it. The least that's going to happen is we're going to have a really good time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think, shooting a live podcast from there and, Swap It Fast. We'll have a few people there with, we have some different t-shirts and we've got a couple of t-shirts for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to bring yours up with us.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on. As far as, promo codes and stuff like that, we would love to be able to give it away to everybody, mm-hmm. but that's not possible. And for a vendor subscription, another reason it makes perfect sense is it'll keep the scammers out of it. No scammer is going to pay so they can try to scam somebody.
Right.
Yep. So we just have to find the right price point. And, we've got quite a bit of activity on the website, and, every event we go to, is going to boost that. And I got some other exciting stuff that's going to happen here real soon. I'm not quite at liberty to tell you about it, but it's gonna be pretty cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
That sounds good.
Well, I know we're excited to go check out Moultrie as well. You know, Matt and his dad will be up there Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and then me and Mom will head up there Saturday.
Yep.
And get to experience the the mass of Moultrie.
It's Ashley, it's massive. It's 4,000 vendors.
Oh, and if someone buys the 32 before then I'll have a pocket full of money to go look for a sedan.
There you go. Hey, I thought you were going to send me a picture of that banner, Ashley. Did you do that, or maybe I didn't get it?
I don't think so.
You forgot?
I must have forgot to send it to you. I'm sorry, I gave you the measurements and forgot to send the picture.
Yes, you did.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just want to make sure that we have everything up there that we need to promote you guys, promote us.
Yeah.
And your listeners, come on out and see us all in action. I think it'd be a lot of fun to have the audience there too.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Definitely. It'll be exciting.
Definitely going to be a good time. Oh, yeah. I've wanted to go to that show for a little while now, so yeah. I'm glad that we're finally getting a chance to go up there.
Well, I had to ask the question, and you accepted the invitation. So I'm grateful to both of you.
Oh, well,
it's like I said, like we say every episode, we are just completely in awe at the support that we've received through this, mm-hmm. and appreciate everybody that.
Yeah.
You know, likes and shares and comments and can hop on. And that's why we moved the live back a little bit tonight, was because it seemed like we were getting more people hopping on as we were getting ready to tail off. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're eating their dinner and such, hey?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of the people aren't, you know, everybody in the Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock, they're done eating, but it's only 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock if you're further out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Just trying to do what's best and get people on, hear people's ideas, hear Gasser Garage tell me that I shouldn't sell the 32, you know.
Yeah. So. Does he want it?
Well, you can always find something that's the same wheelbase and resto-mod it.
Well, there's some things in the works that a coupe or a sedan, but a sedan would do better for us, so.
Sure.
But
it's all a learning process.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, we bought a truck and learned that we can't fit. Well, we can, just not comfortably.
I'm not sure.
In your tow truck? In your tow rig?
No. In the 32
in the
little cab.
In the 32. Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah, that's a small cab. That's a small cab.
And my mom and dad did 185 miles this weekend in theirs. And, you know, my mom being half as small, my dad can encroach on her side a little bit and it not really bother her. But me and Ashley, we kind of would have to go 50-50. We'd have to draw a line down the center and go, don't come on my side. I won't come on your side. and it just wouldn't be comfortable.
Well, what my daily is, it's a 30-year-old crew cab dually. I couldn't do with a single cab. I'd be eating my knees. It puts that seat right on the steering wheel.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, just,
I understand
not only the steering wheel, but then also trying to figure out where to put the shifter, because like in Dodge truck, it's up here and his knee keeps hitting it. But like, if you put it in between the seats, then you can't, it's an awkward reach and it's, I don't know. It's a work in progress.
There you go.
So,
I am going to do, Swap It Fast is going to be doing Moultrie with you guys, and you're more than welcome to. I'm doing the Sumter event, which is going to be in Brooksville, April 7th.
Me and Dad talked about that. I don't know if, after driving up there, I don't know if we'll make Webster or Sumter this year or this month, but.
They're going to have to change the name of it eventually, because it's not in Sumter County anymore. But they're keeping the name for the time being, just to not have too much of a confusion.
Yeah. So I mean, the new spot is, I mean, it's convenient right off of 75. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
And hopefully a lot of people, that'll get a lot of the people that are traveling to, you know, still come up.
Sure. You know, I've heard it both ways. I've heard some people say, well, that's 20 miles further. And I've heard other people say it's 20 miles closer. Well, yeah, right. You're both right.
Yeah.
But 20 miles is less than 20 minutes. So to me, that's not a big deal. But if things work out, we'll be announcing that next big thing that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet. Mm-hmm. At that Sumter event.
Okay.
Cool.
So I'd love for you guys to at least stop by.
Yeah, we're gonna play it by ear, because that's gonna be I'm gonna be exhausted. But we'll play it by ear. I mean, we've done more in a weekend, so we'll see what we can do. But it kind of stinks, because Moultrie is the same weekend, so it's traveling down Saturday night and
both places are owned by the same people. So
oh yeah, that's true.
Same,
they should have planned family, that more.
Yeah. But we were talking about that. Me and Dad were talking about that today, is people not getting together. You know, if you have a show in Texas and a show in Alabama and a show here, like, the people that are going to Texas aren't going to Alabama.
Right.
But there was four shows last weekend, plus our gathering, plus our cruise. And it's like, y'all are within like 2 hours of each other. How about get together and be like, hey, I have something going on that weekend, so don't have it going on. Don't have your thing. That way we can all get out to everyone and support. Because, you know, we were kind of drawn between, you know, we had committed to the gathering. We committed to our cruise. Obviously, it's ours. We have to show up.
Sure.
But, like, Gainesville, the gentleman's house that we were at, he was like, yeah, I'm missing the Gainesville show. He wanted to go to that. Well, but he had already scheduled his stuff. And then Ashley's mom lives in a community, and they had a car show. And I'm like, well, I really want to make that. Well, it's the same weekend. You can't go. You know, and I guess Dad said there was one in Bushnell on Saturday as well. So, I mean, even the local shows and just getting more people out, you know, and kind of getting together will solve some of that. But right now, everybody's, you would think with the internet, everyone would know everything, but that's kind of not.
I'll tell you, getting on the internet, just looking for events, that's, you know, part of Swap It Fast is going to be a nationwide event directory that's in the process right now. Because to find an event that's a chore. It, you know, it can take you a good hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to try to find an event that's close enough to you, and it's something you want to go to, that has the right criteria of what you want to look at, or what you want to shop for, whatever, or treasure hunt. So hopefully that, you know, when we get the event directory populated, just like everything else, it's getting people to adopt what we're putting out there. And I think one of the biggest issues is nobody's ever done what we're doing.
Right.
And so people are on the fence. Well, you know, why, how should I try? Why should I try that? Or, you know, I think if they get in there and try it, mm-hmm. It'll speak for itself.
Yep.
But it's going to be adoption rates. Number one on our list is getting people to sign up for it. Doesn't cost the buyers a thing. And right now the vendors can sign up for they'll get a period of time for free. So they can try it for free. Mm-hmm. If you don't like what you're seeing, then, you know, you cancel your subscription.
Yep.
And I
always say
just
that
the keep more on talking about it.
Yeah. And I always say the more buyers, the more vendors will want to hop on, the more vendors, the more buyers will want to hop on. And, you know, once you grow it, then it speaks for itself. The idea speaks for itself, but eventually, you know, it's going to be a vendor sees another vendor. Oh, are you on this? No. Okay. Well, you need to be. And the same with buyers. I mean, once that pool gets bigger, it'll be, you know, game over.
Right. It will take on a life of its own at that point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, but it's
until then, I got to keep beating that drum.
Yes, sir. But so that was our weekend recap.
Yeah.
We're excited for Moultrie.
Yes. Oh, or 3 weeks, 2 weeks out, 2.5
weeks,
2 weeks, 2 weekends,
2.5, yeah, 2.5,
yeah.
So that'll be
My weekend. I don't have anything exciting to say about my weekend. I was, I took Bonnie back up to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. We left on the 6th or something like that. Mm-hmm. Took a few days. We wandered on the way up there. I can be there in 2 days from here. Mm-hmm. But we wandered. It took us, we took 5 days to get there.
Oh, goodness.
So we went, did some visiting, wandered through the Smoky Mountains, did the Smoky Mountain National Forest.
Oh, wow.
Ended up on some roads in Kentucky that the further we went, the narrower the blacktop got. So that was, it was interesting. We had a lot of fun. And then I flew back to Sarasota yesterday.
Okay. Hey, sometimes those are the best trips. Just wander and see what you can find.
We had a good time.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And I'll take the dirt road every time.
If only everybody took the dirt road.
No, then it wouldn't be any fun for me.
we had an Amazon or FedEx delivery that was supposed to come to the house tonight. And
you couldn't find your road?
They said undeliverable due to the address not being correct. So
I called and corrected them, and I said, "Take the dirt road."
y'all have delivered to us before.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna murder your name, but Erky Pinstriping, what's going on Instagram?
Welcome. What are you up to? What are you working on?
And Dad says the foot room is the real issue with the 34. Yes.
Yep, yeah. Just crammed in there like sardines.
That's a shame because it's a beautiful truck. They're beautiful.
Turn it into a
done.
Crew cab. Turn them both into crew cabs.
Try to find a coupe body and just weld the rest of it on and make a 5-window truck.
You betcha. You betcha.
You know what he's going to have to
make
do?
Some of that leg, make some of that leg room.
He's going to have to get rid of the hood.
I can leave the hood.
Nah, he's going to have to get rid of the hood. Because it's not going to match anymore.
Yeah, well.
Not the blue.
The crew cab goes in the back. Not the
right.
Front.
But if you take the coupe, then none of it will match.
It's awful.
He'll have to be bare metal.
Oh, hey.
He'll have to be bare metal. Uh-huh. There you go.
Oh, okay, Eric. He says, "Oh, hey, yeah, I'm over here on Facebook now. I'm also,
Oh, okay. Welcome."
I almost called it Eric Pinstriping.
Oh, goodness. But.
So, yeah, I'm still at the point where I can change directions.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to take the easier of the roads.
Yeah.
But. Whatever Dad decides if he wants to do something to his, I'm game to help him in any way I can. So.
There you go.
But we're still on the hunt.
Just so happens,
sedan.
Just so happens, I have them right here. These are your T-shirts, guys.
Oh cool! Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Ours are in the other room. All the way on the other side of the house, actually. Yeah.
No, I just happened to look over and there they were. So. They match the insignia, the logo that you got up on the screen.
Awesome.
Yes, same sir. Colors.
Right awesome. Here.
Yep. Nope. Thank the other way. Well, there it is. I see his hand now.
So
anyway, I'm going to bow out. I've got some paperwork I've got to do, but thank you for letting me come on here for a couple minutes.
Well, yeah. Thanks for hollering and thanks for hanging out.
You betcha. All right, you guys have a great evening.
You too.
And I'll listen to the rest of the show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you in Moultrie.
Yes, sir.
You betcha. Take care now.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Later.
All righty.
So Eric said he misspelled his name in kindergarten, so it's been his nickname. Used it for my pinstriping signature.
Oh, goodness. That's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Well, drop some of your work in the comments. Let's see it.
I don't know if you can do pictures in the comments, but
oh,
Ashley says you can, so go for it.
Don't go by me. I'm not good on the lives.
Recap is also got the body work 90% done on that big travel all last weekend, just thinking about going out and busting some tires off some rims later. Oh, okay. That's right. You're up in the great north.
Oh, goodness. In the cold. It was actually cold today.
It was a little chilly this morning. It was like 50.
Yeah, that's cold for me.
Yeah.
Us Floridians, you know. Can I call myself a Floridian now?
You've been here
12 years.
Not half your life, so no. Oh, still a Pennsylvanian.
Even though I married a Floridian.
I wasn't born here either.
Yes, but you spent your whole life here. That counts. Yeah.
Going to be 39 tomorrow morning.
Oh, I am so... Here?
That's what he says.
Ew. No.
Act like you leave.
I know. I even have my little space heater already in here from when it was cold before.
She don't leave the house. She mean, ew.
I left the house 3 times today.
You did.
I did. To bring you your belt at work, to go get lunch, and to go get a haircut.
Because we don't have cheese.
No. And I still didn't get cheese at Walmart. Oh, well. I'm sure you ladies get, you know, you go to the grocery store and you don't bring a list. So what you get is a mystery.
Those that work, yeah.
What do you say?
Those that work outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never had an outside job, so I don't know the struggle.
Poor baby.
I'm not saying
anything. I don't work outside as much anymore, so.
You're still outside quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
But.
When it's hot, you feel it.
Yes. No, that's usually when I have to get out. When the weather's nice and it's like, oh, it'd be awesome to work. No, that doesn't happen. Then it's driving all over the county.
Yeah.
And then when it's cold or hot, it's like, oh yeah, let me go measure 400 houses.
Yeah.
But
sounds about right.
It all works out.
Yeah.
So what did everybody else do this weekend?
Y'all kind of know what we did. Although it was very nice this weekend weather-wise, yes. While we're on the subject. It was a good day to have the gathering. He had the garage doors open and everything. There was a nice breeze and seeing how many projects he's working on.
Can't say he did not a thing.
Oh, goodness. Hey, sometimes that's a good thing, right?
Zach Parks chopped a 34-5 window. I would expect nothing less from you, Zach Parks, to chop something.
So honestly speaking, Zach, how long, like how many hours would you say you put into doing a chop? Start to finish. And I'm not saying finishing touches like paint or anything like that, but just like start to finish. You can do it in all in a one weekend. Just curious because I've never done it.
Yeah, I don't. I have no reference of that.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to do this job, I want to know how long it's going to take.
All cars are different. 34 Fords usually take the longest.
Of course they do.
3 weeks for a 34 Ford.
Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my but goodness.
It looks bitching when it's done.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Because from the little bit that I do know, you got to go in there and support the top for when you go to chop it. And then you got to make sure you chop it the right way. And sometimes you have to do a weird thing where you go across and then up and then across again. I don't know what that's called.
I've done 50 Chevys in a weekend. So, weekend.
Okay. Thank you. How is that? We can still do the top white though, right?
Dad, what is the easiest chop? Contemplated doing my 30A coupe.
Ooh.
Well, Thad, were you on earlier? Would you like a 32 truck? No, I'm just kidding.
It sounds like he wants to chop that coupe.
Model A's are the easiest.
And where are you located, generally, state-wise?
Yeah, Zach, Model A's are easier because... aren't all the pillars pretty much vertical?
Oh, yeah, because you have to deal with the angles of some. Yep. That makes sense.
So,
but.
No, I wasn't just joined, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Man, all these people up
Zach, if it in was the you, cult. How much would you chop a 32 Chevy sedan? So, Thad, to update you, I have a 32 Ford pickup truck. And I'm looking to trade it, trade the body and possibly a chassis for a clean sedan or coupe.
Yes.
Yes, the roof is the same width, length as the body. So,
okay.
So it's just a...
Gotcha.
But you do cut it as a Z, right, Zach?
Like the over, up, over, like I was saying? Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what it's called? A Z?
Well, Z.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going with that. I don't know if it's the correct term, but...
It'll always be Z now. That's my foot.
Jumping.
I'm sorry.
Hand check. No. Depends on how you like the rear window. Oh, okay. So if you don't mind the mail slot... Thad, the 32 truck is, at best a roller. It's not a complete truck.
No.
So, and I really just need a body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Z is to keep the back window bigger, Zach?
That would make.
Okay. I'll holler at you then, Thad. And not chop as much. Yes. So Eric said he would probably chop around the rear window and not chop it as much.
Oh, okay.
Which makes a lot of sense because the mail slot, even though it does look badass.
You can't see out of it.
It'd be very minimal.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're in a truck, now this is just me spitballing because I've never looked through it.
Well, in a 30s truck, you don't want to chop it because you're already don't have room.
Right.
But a 5 window or a coupe.
You don't think that, like, with a... Let's take a coupe, okay? Okay. You don't think that... And please, everybody, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm just, you know, spitballing here.
It's the internet.
Yeah. You're going to tell me. But, like, does it really... Like, how often do you actually look out that back window? Versus just sticking your head outside the window to look back. Or using your 3-inch or 4-inch round mirrors. Like, how often do you actually use that back window?
Well, I will put that back on you.
Yeah.
Why do you have a rear wiper on your car and you refuse to let me put a sticker on it if you don't look out your back window?
I do all the time.
There you go.
Okay. So...
So that's... And,
well, yeah. I guess because I saw... I don't know. I tried to watch Dad as he backed up. And he has a normal-sized back window for that truck, right? It's not...
No, it's regular. Yeah. It's, his truck's not chopped.
I don't think I've ever seen him look behind.
Zach says I use it a lot.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Zach.
And Thad says I use my rear window a lot backing into parking spots.
Oh, that makes sense. So you don't just dog it?
You can't. Your...
Oh, true. Like I said, that's why you drive.
Oh, buddy.
You know what? No. We're in the, what century are we in? Just throw a little backup camera on there. Just hide it under the lip of the...
Some of us don't drive like Ace Ventura.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, thank you.
That was perfect.
Oh, that was priceless.
I had to pin that. Dad says he uses his a lot, too.
Oh, goodness. That was hilarious.
That was awesome.
Oh, perfect.
That comment wins tonight.
Yes, it does. Oh, my goodness.
Eric said that's a good one. Oh, them hot days, maybe like Ace Ventura. Yeah, I was going to say. driving to work the other morning, in the Friday morning, the window, as soon as I turned out onto the road, the window fogged up, and there's no wipers or nothing. So I just kind of wiped what I had, and I peeked out the window to find a parking lot to wipe it off better.
Oh, goodness.
But sometimes you have to.
Got
to
do what you got to do.
I hope she doesn't park like him, too.
No, I park decent-ish. I'm not bad. I back your big tow rig up.
With a backup camera.
Yes. I still back it up.
You do.
I use what is at my disposal.
I do too. So.
So. And but even
no,
even
we're
your
not
mom,
putting a backup camera.
Even your mom can attest because I've taken her in the big tow rig a couple places and I backed up. And I even tell her, I'm like, look at that parking in the lines. And then there's a Tesla next to me taking up two parking spots.
It's taking pictures of you while you're backing in?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, the car itself.
If you're within 10 feet of a Tesla,
oh, takes yeah. a picture. I thought you meant the person inside it. I was like...
What? Some people are too dependent on backup cameras.
Yes.
Yes.
Me.
Ashley.
But it's weird. Like, when I... Like, my car has a backup camera. But then when I jumped into, like, the Kia...
It has one. It just doesn't work all the time.
Right, but, like, I can still back up.
Yeah.
Like, I revert back to what it was like.
Well, what's weird before. Is driving your car to work, parking in the parking garage with a backup camera, and then hopping in the county car that's identical.
Yeah.
That doesn't have a backup camera.
Do you have a touchscreen on yours? No.
No. We ain't that fancy. It's the county. Yeah,
that's true.
But...
You let me, or no, you helped me go fancy.
I did.
But there wasn't that many options when we were looking either.
No, you were a little upside down on the vehicle that you were trading. So
yeah.
Had to go with what could happen.
Yeah. But you helped with that, of course.
I try.
But, I mean, even... I don't know. I guess I was just being too picky, too, because I wanted some kind of crossover, because I had been in a tiny car, and now we're talking about going in a 54 truck, and I'm complaining about a Chevy Cruze being small.
32 truck.
What did I say?
54.
Oh, I thought, okay.
54 yeah. trucks have plenty of room.
Yeah. They're big. But anyway. Oh. So
what's everybody's plans for this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Because we have a guest on Thursday.
We do have a guest on this Thursday.
So we're super excited about that.
We have Mark Plemons from Pop's Classic Car Photo Resource.
Thanks, Mark.
Building a 54 as I'm listening to the podcast.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
That is what it's about.
Ken is going to Georgia, he thinks. Well, be safe.
And bring your phone.
Hopefully drive my coupe if the weather warms up.
Heck yeah.
Well, you're in Wisconsin, so it could be or it could not be.
Well, I feel like it might be late enough in the year. There's at least no snow on the ground, right? I would hope. Because we're already in March. I don't know what it's like up there. In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. But.
You and Zach aren't too. You're closer to Zach Parks than we are.
Yeah. It would take a whole day for us to get there. It would take you half a day.
So.
But. Look at everybody.
We're down here in Florida.
Yeah. And complain about 50 degree weather being cold. I do. When it drops below 70, I'm in a hoodie.
Yeah.
Even going for lunch, I had to put on the hoodie.
Man.
But it is what it is. Can't complain too much.
Saturday is a high of 37 and a low of 32. No, sir, both of those are lows.
Oh.
37 is not high.
What temperature does it need for you to go cruising in? Because that doesn't sound appealing.
I think out of everyone that's on here, the only one that could compete with the 37 high would be Eric Thornton.
Oh,
tonight's high is 17. Sir, that is not high.
No.
Now you got me wondering.
That's still freezing temperatures. Below freezing.
It's 58 degrees currently.
And what's our low?
48.
Oh, that is chilly.
But yes, it's no supposed bueno. To be, it'll be like 40 when I leave for work in the morning.
You can take my car. Remote start it so the heater starts.
So that says it's high enough. And Eric says we're warmer than that right now. Really?
Well, there have been times where we've been colder than Pennsylvania.
Eric Thornton, all the chop. 58 must be nice. Supposed to snow on Sunday, 7 inches. Yeah, we don't deal with snow.
Nope, that white stuff. No, thank you.
Very few places in Florida snow, and we are not in one of them.
Nope. But don't want to be.
I like watching snow on television.
Mm-hmm. Sitting in shorts and a t-shirt in 75 degree weather.
Yes.
That's perfect.
So again, we have Mark Plemons, Pop's Classic Photo Resource, Classic Car Mark. Photo Resource, on this Thursday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'll trade you weather. Well, if you come across the Model A sedan or coupe body that you want a 32, you can come visit.
Yep.
We'll let you hang out in the warm weather for a couple days.
Yep. Enjoy.
We're about 26 right now, and it says 14 tonight.
Cover up your wells.
Where in Canada are you, Eric?
Because there's, what part is your dad from?
Saskatchewan.
Okay.
My dad is from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Zach Park says he drives roadsters and his old Harleys all year round, rain or snow, so it doesn't matter.
Drive your shit. Awesome.
Yes. He lives by that. Yes. I like that.
That is awesome. That's gold. We drive in the rain, except we don't have windshield wipers that work currently. But we're going to address that. Maybe.
Yeah, when it officially becomes your car, yes, it will have wipers and have all the stuff that works.
Yeah.
It's one thing for me to get stuck in it, but it's another thing for you.
I know.
Don't build them to look at them sitting in the garage. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
And that's why I've made the decision to
yep.
to change routes. Just outside Edmonton, Alberta, my wife is from Saskatchewan. I've bought old car parts from Moose Jaw.
Okay.
Well, hell yeah.
Small world. That's crazy.
She doesn't need wipers when she can stick her head out the window.
Oh, goodness. Zach is on a roll tonight. Oh, hell goodness. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, I feel like that would be punishment for some of the comments I've asked today.
Just get you the little glasses with the wipers.
Oh, jeepers. Well, we do have clears from the motorcycle days, so I can always do that.
Get you some yellows to see better in the rain.
Yep. Oh, goodness gracious. And
Death says that Moose Jaw is 8 feet from a moose's ass.
Oh, goodness. Whew.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So, everybody?
Yeah. Well, we want to thank y'all for coming hopping on. Yeah. And
we look forward to Thursday's episode. And then I think we'll stick with 7:30 for next Tuesday's episode. It seemed to work out better this time.
Yep. And it seems like a lot of you guys, you know, like there were a few comments when I hopped on that people like this time better. So I think this is going to be a sweet spot for a little while.
Yes, ma'am. So with that being said, Scott was on earlier. Mm-hmm. Go check out Swap It Fast. Boop.
Right there. Oh, and sorry, I'm in La La Land. And don't forget to go to Throttle Addict and use the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off on some pretty cool apparel. I'm not wearing my Monroe shirt tonight.
No.
Anyway.
But thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
Y'all have a good night.
See ya.